You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
Well, friends, welcome back to the next episode of Sherpa Shorts. We're cruising through the alphabet here. This is Steve.
And I'm Matthew.
And we are doing a different word for 26 straight days going through the alphabet, riffing on youth ministry.
And we are on episode 3. Don't forget about our contest, the Sherpa House, down there for the National Youth Workers Convention. You need this secret Sherpa phrase, one word each day. Pay attention.
Listen for the sound. All right, you ready to roll?
I'm ready to roll.
All right, Matthew, it's your turn. What is your word for
the letter C?
My word for the letter C is cathartic.
Okay.
Cathartic. Good
word. I like that word.
From the Greek, catharsis. Providing psychological relief through the open expression of strong emotions, causing catharsis, which is a medical term of a cleansing, a purging of that which is negative inside of you.
Doesn't that come out of the theater? Doesn't that word come out of the theater?
I think so. I don't know.
Seem I didn't to remember my history somewhere.
I didn't look too deep into it. I was intrigued. 17th century, it was a medical term. Catharsis is this idea of cleansing yourself of things that are impure, things that are not good in your body. And so cathartic, okay. So a psychological expression. So Steve, what are the cathartic things that you do when you're not in a great place? Because youth ministry is amazing. Youth ministry is awesome. There's so much joy. There's so much fun. And then it's not, right? And then there's, like we talked about a couple episodes ago, the anti, you know, there's the things that drive us crazy. So what are your cathartic exercises that your go-to cathartic exercises when you need to, you know, just get better?
That's good. Well, we've already done two episodes on one of them, which is the youth ministry thought bubbles.
Yes.
So there's definitely value for me of just ranting.
Expressing off
on how I really feel. So it could take a lot of different forms. It could be an actual conversation with a trusted friend where I just say, I'm just going to talk. Please just hear me out here. Yep. I know this isn't where I'm going to end up, but you got to just let me process this out loud and I'll just go and go and go and say everything I want to say. That's really, really valuable to me. Another one would be just the opportunity to completely step away from the ministry and clear my mind and just try to pray these things out of existence.
There you go. Pray them out of existence.
That sounds a little harsh. If it's a person, I'm not trying to pray them out of existence.
Yes. But I think we understand what you're saying there, Steve. Absolutely.
Yeah. So ranting would be my number one thing, and then just time away would be number two.
Yes. I get an email from Steve on a fairly regular basis. And the subject line of that email is, should I send this? I don't have to read the email to reply and say no, but I usually read the email, and it's usually what he'd like to respond if he wasn't, you know, a good guy and a pastor and all those things. So ranting is definitely
I recently wrote one that was just straight fire. It was so sarcastic. It was as sarcastic as I can be.
Is that the one you sent to me last week?
Yeah. Well, I actually improved it after I sent it to you. Oh, yeah. I made it even worse.
There was a second version?
There was a second version.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Yeah. But, man, that felt good.
Yeah. But we need cathartic things in our routine. We need to know ourselves well enough to know what we need to do when we're discouraged, when we're angry, when we're frustrated, when, you know, the creativity has just dried up. Like, what are the things that you do? I know that for me, especially when I'm message writing, you know, if I'm trying to be creative and think about how am I going to present this material, or if I'm trying and I just get stuck, which happens more often than I'd like it to, where I'm just stuck, I have to change venues. I know myself well enough to know that if I'm in my office and everything is as it should be, the door is closed, the Lord of the Rings music is going, you know, all the things that I do that sort of put me in that, but then still nothing comes. I know I have to physically get up. For me, outdoors is one of my biggest cathartic things.
Okay.
It's just to be outside. Mm-hmm. So that could come in the form of a walk. It could come in the form of a bike ride on the trail, near my house, whatever it is. But for me, if I'm message writing, it means getting in my car. There's a picnic table at a local regional park that's about a 3-minute drive from my church. And for me, it's the physicality of getting in the car with my Bible and my notepad, driving there and sitting on the picnic table. And
okay.
Amazingly, sometimes I sit down and where there was nothing, now there are
things.
There it is. It could be as simple often as just going outside in the parking lot.
Okay.
And walking around for 10, 15 minutes and just clearing the mind, you know. So
what's that sound?
Uh-oh.
It is time for the word of the day.
The word of the day. And your word for today is two. T-O.
That's it.
Two. That's it. So that gives you three words of our 26-word secret Sherpa phrase.
Put it in your decoder ring. Keep track of it. All right. Back to the topic here.
Back to the topic. All right, cathartic.
So you have to change venue, go outside.
Have to go outside. It's a little harder in the winter months for me, but it's just got to happen.
Yeah. Exercise is good, for sure. It definitely clears my mind to play basketball or go to the gym. Sometimes my mind gets stuck playing the same song over and over. What I mean by that is I might get stuck on a negative thought, and my mind just is whirling on that negative thought. And I know, I mean, this is getting a little heavy here. I know that that's the devil talking to me.
Sure.
You know, the voice of discouragement is never the voice of God. So when I feel that voice of discouragement, I know that something's off, so I have to tell myself the truth. So I have a couple real trusted books that are really helpful to remind me of my calling. I have a drawer full of notes, you know, encouragement notes that I've gotten over from students and families through the years that is really fun to go back and read. And so I got to replace the negative thoughts with positive thoughts. I got to replace the voice of the devil with the voice of the Holy Spirit and clear out that cache in my brain that's stuck. That's hard to do, and I'm prone to that, but that's one way that I try to combat that.
One cathartic way to deal with that? Yeah.
Yeah.
We tried to stay away from just telling you what to do because everybody's different. I mean,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't have an email folder set up to drag in some of those really encouraging emails you get from whether it be students or parents, and if you don't have a file folder for that card or that sweet note that somebody wrote you, you need to get one because we're going to need them over the years, especially if you're going to go long term. And that's kind of what we're about, is longevity. There's going to be days where you're going to need to be able to go back and reference some of those positive thoughts. I have the same email folder and the same file folder that you have, Steve. And I would say, too, that that is one of my top cathartic things.
And
as
the
well.
Fatter that folder gets, the better it is.
Yep. The more you have to access. For me, and I know this is probably different from you, Steve, for me, I'm an extrovert. So people are a thing for me. And I'm not talking like just like a trusted friend that I can go rant to. Sometimes just the distraction of people, just getting together and laughing and talking about Game of Thrones theories, or you know how bad the last Walking Dead episode was, or the NBA playoffs, or whatever it is, like that's cathartic for me to kind of shake out of the ministry mode and just you know laugh or joke or be funny a little bit or talk about something inane like a TV show that's not real. Is cathartic for me and can sort of shake me out of a little bit of a funk or a little bit out of a stuck spot.
You know what else is really good? The hot tub.
Oh, yes. I bet you that's
the hot tub
for you.
In the evening, right before bed, with my wife, maybe a glass of wine, little conversation. That's really good for the soul.
Oh, absolutely.
Gotta say.
Yeah. So what are some of your cathartic things? You need to know what they are because the problem is when you get into a funk, whether it's negative emotions or feeling frustrated or angry or you're just stuck creatively, that's not the time to try to figure out what's cathartic for you. You got to figure that out ahead of time.
You got to have the toolbox ready to go. Absolutely. Like if you're, you know, you get a flat tire, you got to have the spare. You got to know where to go to fix the problem and get out of that phone.
So yeah, so I mean, I'd love to hear from some of you all. What works for you? What are the things that psychologically clear the negative, the impurity, the toxins in your ministry sphere and get you back into a good place? Jump on Instagram or Facebook. Tell us what they are, because, hey, maybe I could use a couple more tools in my box.
Good word, man. Your vocabulary is stellar today.
Yes, it's 1,100 big words you should know.
All right. Well, we'll be back tomorrow with the next letter in the alphabet. Until then, Sherpas out.